I have the honour to speak on behalf of the European Union. We wish to thank the President, dear Ambassador Zniber, and the members of the outgoing Bureau for having steered the Council's work so skillfully and successfully through the complicated year of 2024. We also wish to thank the Secretariat for its excellent support to the work of the Council and congratulate and give best wishes to the President-elect and his Bureau for 2025. With the biggest number of session weeks in the history of the Human Rights Council, we consider that the Council has once again proved its ability to react meaningfully and decisively to acute human rights crisis while maintaining attention throughout the year to specific situations and thematic priorities, as well as prevention efforts and human rights mainstreaming. We also appreciate your personal commitment, President, to advance the work of the Human Rights Council when it comes to gender equality, eliminating harassment and gender-based violence, the use of digital technologies, and the effective participation of civil society. Recognizing the challenges of the heavy workload within the Human Rights Council, we remain committed to continued efforts to seek increased efficiency and the effectiveness of the Council. We appreciate the work of the respective co-facilitators and focal points. And we welcome the newly adopted presidential statement on efficiency, including the extension of some of the efficiency measures by a further year, as well as further new efficiency measures. Given our own efforts to contribute to the efficiency, we call on all to pay attention to keep the system functioning and avoid its overload through our respective voluntary actions. During the discussions on the draft, the EU made some concrete suggestions on including on the need to act with determination against reprisals and intimidation against individuals and organisations engaging with the Council. We will be ready to revert in the context of the discussions on the Council efficiency and effectiveness plan for next year. 25 will be yet another important year, marking the 80th anniversary of the creation of the United Nations and the start of the work on the Universal Declarations of Human Rights. It is therefore important that we recall that we made a choice of international law, human dignity and human rights over war, violence and repression. The Pact for the Future has recognized the fundamental importance of upholding human rights and fundamental freedoms. In 2025, we must show continued and renewed commitment to upholding the universal, inalienable, indivisible, interrelated, and interdependent character of human rights and to discharging the mandate of the Human Rights Council. You can count on our cooperation and support on the efforts to further strengthen the efficiency, effectiveness, and impact of the Council. We stand ready to engage with the incoming Bureau, the UN membership, civil society, and HRC mechanisms in all discussion that aim to strengthen the protection and promotion of human rights. Thank you, President.
Thank you, Mrs. Ambassador.